China Kids English Bilingual Storyland
中国少年英语报双语故事会2025年12月合刊
Page 2
Message
寒暄
The Flying Snake
飞蛇
Some snakes slither in the grass. Some snakes swim in the sea. I love gliding on the breeze, flying and hunting among trees. When opportunity comes in the new year, take the leap and seize it.
有些蛇草中走，有些蛇海里游，我喜欢乘风滑行，在树林间飞翔捕猎。新的一年，机会来临时，纵身一跃，牢牢抓住它。
Page 4 Story Garden
精灵花园
Susie's Diary
树栖日记
February the 10th, 2024, Paris, France. Fishes jump and dragons fly. Chinese lanterns light up the Paris night. Tonight, our family went to the French Yuyuan Lantern Festival. We called it the Dragon Lantern Festival.We walked on the zigzag bridge. We walked in a world of colorful animals and plants. We took photos with the lanterns. We made a wish at the wishing tree. July the 31st, 2024, Paris, France. Today, we watched diving at the Paris Olympics.We cheered for both the Chinese and French team. Two Chinese girls, Quan Hongchan and Chen Yuxi, jumped into the air. They spun and fell into the water together. They made no splash. After five rounds, Quan and Chen won the gold.Fans showered them with dolls. I was so happy that Quan picked up my doll. January the 28th, 2025. Shanghai, China. Through the clouds of Russia, past the deserts of Mongolia, we were in Shanghai at last.At grandparents' home, we were busy for Chinese New Year's Eve. We cleaned the house. We put up the spring couplets on the door and paper cuts on the windows. In the evening, we all sat around a big round table. I really liked spring rolls. My brother Hugo tried cured fish.The last dish was a casserole with egg dumplings and tofu rolls. Our hearts were full of joy. January the 29th, 2025. Shanghai, China. Hugo and I got up early in the morning. We put on new clothes and got lucky money.After breakfast, we went to the Bund. We saw many old buildings and modern high-rises. At night, we went to Yuyuan Garden. With beautiful lanterns, it looked like a street market in the sky.
Word box
小词库
Lantern
灯笼
zigzag.
锯齿形线条或形状。
Diving.
跳水运动。
Spin.
是快速旋转，过去式。
Spun. Splash.
溅上的液体，水花。
Round.
比赛阶段，轮次。
Couplet.
对联。
Cure.
用熏、腌、加热等方法加工贮藏。
Casserole.
炖锅菜。
Lucky.
带来好运的。
Modern.
现代的。
High rise.
高层楼房。
Page 9. Magic map.
魔法地图。
David.
大卫。喜欢冒险的小女孩茉莉，会说话的地图先生。茉莉和地图先生在时空中穿梭旅行，偶尔迷路。这一次，他们来到1464年的意大利托斯卡纳，见证一块巨石启程，被遗忘，被记起，又经米开朗基罗之手，成为代表力量与自由的雕塑。大卫。1464年，意大利托斯卡纳卡拉拉采石场。
In the sun, the sea is dancing. In the mountains, the stones are singing. Under a tree, a man keeps his eyes on a moving thing. It is a stone, white and heavy. Giant. Is its name. It was once freed by the man's brown hands from the mountain. It is now pulled towards its journey of finding and becoming. Through the smell of grapes and the green forests, Giant moves. It will travel far over the sea and get to a city.What will it become? Molly wants to know.
1501年，意大利佛罗伦萨。
Giant has come to become David. In the old story, David is a boy. With a stone, he beats Goliath the giant and saves his people. A few sculptors have come.All smiles. They tried, they left.
That stone is no good,
say the angry sculptors. No, I'm just busy, says the great Leonardo da Vinci. No one wants Giant. So, for many summers and winters, it lies there.Making friends with grasses and rain. Then, one day, a young man comes and sees through it. His name is Michelangelo. Giant is stubborn. So is Michelangelo. His eyes are full of fire. In that stone, he sees his David.Young and beautiful, strong and brave. And that David is only sleeping. Michelangelo will wake him up. Day and night he keeps working. Small stone pieces snow down making him look strange. But he doesn't care. He often sleeps with his clothes on by David's feet. He makes sure nobody is around while he is working. After over 2 years, David is finished.
1504年, 意大利佛罗伦萨.
Strong and free, Michelangelo's David is just like the city of Florence. It is perfect. The city fathers are happy. David should stand where everyone can see it. Piazza della Signoria, at the heart of the city, is the right place. It takes 40 men, 4 days, to pull David there. It will watch over the city and its people, like the young David in the old story. In 1873, David was moved indoors to protect it from rain and sun. 2 copies were made for people to enjoy.
Word box.
小词库.
Stone.
石头.
Giant.
巨人.
Free.
释放, 使摆脱, 能随自己意愿的.
Beat.
赢, 打败.
Save.
挽救, 拯救.
Sculptor.
雕塑家.
Lie.
平躺, 平卧.
Stubborn.
执拗的, 顽固的.
Wake up.
唤醒, 弄醒.
Indoors.
进入户内.
Copy.
复制品, 复述.
Copies.
Page 14.
Philosopher's Class.
哲学家小课堂.
Less and more.
少与多. Diogenes.
Diogenes.
古希腊哲学家, 犬儒学派的代表人物.
Diogenes lived a simple life. A barrel was his home. A pot and a bowl were all else he had. One day, as he was sitting in the sun, a rich man walked by. He felt sorry to see Diogenes living such a life.
"My business is good," said the man. "So good that I can even do good for you. Here, take this bag of money."
Diogenes looked at him, but said no.
"Come on, take the money. I know you need it more than I do,"
the man said.
"Is that so?" asked Diogenes. "So, you have more money like this?" "Sure, lots of it." "And you don't want more?" "Sure I do."
"Well, keep it then, because you need it more than I do."
Word box.
小词库.
Barrel.
桶.
Pot.
锅.
Bowl.
碗.
rich.
富有的。
Business.
买卖，生意。
Philosopher's quote.
哲言小卡片。
He who has the most is most content with the least. Diogenes.
自足者无欲。第欧根尼。
Page 17.
Myth Valley.
神话谷。
A bag of winds.
风神的袋子。
A Greek myth.
希腊神话故事。
In the big blue sea, there stood a small island. It was home to Aeolus, god of the winds. One day, a ship stopped by. Odysseus and his men walked off. They were going home after fighting the 10-year-long Trojan War. Aeolus welcomed them. He gave them good food and fine wine.He was sorry to hear what Odysseus had been through and wanted to help.
Take this bag with you, Aeolus said. Don't open it. Then you will get home in 10 days. Whoosh!
The west wind blows. To Ithaca, Odysseus's ship sails.For 9 days and 9 nights, Odysseus stayed at the helm. Under his seat, there sat the gift from Aeolus. All the winds, except for the west wind, were in that bag. If all went well, soon they would be home.
Odysseus, look!
Someone cried. Far away.A small island came into view. That was their home, Ithaca. Hours later, they could be there. Happy and tired, Odysseus felt his eyelids getting heavy. He fell into a sound sleep. While Odysseus was dreaming, the others started talking.
What's in that bag? Odysseus told us not to open it. It could be treasure. We've fought and traveled together. Now he comes home with a bag of treasure and we with empty hands? Let's open it. Yes, open it.
So they opened the bag.All the winds rushed out. A storm began. The ship danced in the high waves and took them further and further away from Ithaca. Since then, when a heavy storm comes, people would say Aeolus's bag has been opened.
Word box.
小词库
Island.
岛
Fight
战斗作战过去式
Fought Sail
船航行
At the helm
掌舵
View
视野视线
Eyelid.
眼皮
Treasure.
金银财宝
Rush.
迅速移动急促
Page 25.
Beauty of poetry.
静听诗歌寒夜，杜蕾。
寒夜客来茶当酒，竹炉汤沸火初红。寻常一样窗前月，才有梅花便不同。
Winter night. I offer tea, not wine, to a guest on a cold night. When water boils on the stove and fire burns with flame bright. As usual, into my window peeps the same moonlight. Shining on plum blossoms, it seems a better sight.
Word box.
小词库.
Guest.
客人.
Boil.
使沸腾,煮沸.
Flame.
火焰.
Peep.
窥视,偷看。
Page 26.
The New Year.
新年。
Who comes dancing over the snow? His soft little feet, all bare and rosy.Open the door, though the wild winds blow. Take the child and make him cozy. Take him in and hold him dear. He is the wonderful, glad New Year.
是谁一路舞蹈踏雪而来，柔软的脚丫光溜溜粉扑扑。别管外面狂风呼啸，快开门，迎着孩子进来，暖和暖和。迎他进屋来，紧紧拥抱他，欢乐又美好的新年，就是他。
Word box，
小词库。
Bear，
裸露的。
Rosy。
粉红色的。
Cozy，
温暖舒适的。
Page 28. See the world.
漂流瓶。
By the lake Baikal.
美若仙境，贝加尔湖。俄罗斯有一颗西伯利亚明珠，它就是世界上最深、最古老的淡水湖——贝加尔湖。
In winter, let's go walk by Lake Baikal and enjoy its beauty. Winter Wonderland.
冬日奇景。
From December to January,Many frosty trees stand around the lake. The winter here is very cold. The coldest days can be minus 38 degrees centigrade. By the lake, when it's cold, the caves become ice caves. Visitors can enjoy looking at the icicles there. Ice artist.
冰艺术家。
The best time to see Lake Baikal's ice is from February to March each year. The ice lake then turns into an artist, making different works, like blue ice and ice bubbles. Painting the seasons.
四季如画。
Many people think Lake Baikal is an ice lake all year long, but it's not. In May, the ice starts to melt. It shows that spring is coming. In summer, as the days are getting warmer, the lovely lake looks like a painting. Lake Baikal is a wonderland to visit all year round.
Word box.
小词库.
Frosty.
结霜的.
Cave.
洞穴.
Icicle.
冰锥, 冰柱.
Artist.
艺术家.
Bubble.
泡, 气泡.
Melt.
融化.
Wonderland.
童话中的仙境, 奇境.
Page 31. Star Forest.
星星森林.
Johanna Spyri, the storyteller of the Alps.
约翰娜·斯比利, 阿尔卑斯山上的故事家.
There was a little girl on the Alps. She looked at the stars from her round window. She made friends with cute little sheep. You might have heard of her name, Heidi. Heidi lived in a wonderful world made up by the writer Johanna Spyri. On June the 12th, 1827, Johanna was born in a mountain village near Zurich, Switzerland. The beautiful Alps surrounded this village. Johanna's father was a kind doctor. He loved helping the villagers. Her mother was a clever poet. She was good at saying how she felt. They taught Johanna well and made her love reading and writing. Johanna loved the beautiful scenery of the Alps. The animals and plants in the mountains were all her friends. In 1852, when Johanna was 25 years old, she moved to Zurich. Her life became different, but she still loved and missed the Alps. In 1879, Johanna started writing children's stories about the Alps. These stories always started with four children and those who love children. One of her popular stories is Heidi. It is about a little girl named Heidi. She lived with her grandfather in the Alps. Heidi and her grandfather were kind and strong. They were warm to people. Readers were moved by them. The success of Heidi made Johanna stick to writing. She kept writing many more great stories. People from different countries have loved Heidi for over 100 years. The story has been turned into films, TV shows, and cartoons. Now, Mayenfeld in Switzerland has built the Heidi Village. It keeps telling stories about the Alps to visitors from all over the world.
Word box.
小词库.
Surround.
围绕, 环绕.
Poet.
诗人.
Scenery.
风景, 景色.
Miss.
怀念, 思念.
Popular.
大众喜爱的, 广受欢迎的.
Success.
成功，胜利。
Cartoon
动画片，卡通片。
Page 35 Folktale House
民间故事屋。
The Bird and Paper Cuts
神鸟与窗花。
A Chinese Folktale
中国民间故事。
Long, long ago, in winter,Dangerous animals often came to the villages to look for food. People were afraid. One day, a special bird named Chongming came. Chongming looked like a big rooster and was very strong. Feeling afraid, the dangerous animals ran away. People thought Chongming.Was a lucky bird and welcomed it. To make Chongming stay, people cleaned their houses and made places for it to rest. But one day, Chongming flew away. People hoped and hoped, but Chongming never came back. Winter came again.Afraid those animals might come back, people thought of ways to keep the animals away. Some made wooden roosters, and some made metal birds. They put them all in their windows.
Oh, that big bird has come back!
Seeing the birds in the windows, the dangerous animals thought.And ran away. Over time, families put paper-cut roosters on windows to welcome the new year and wish for good luck.
Word box
小词库
Rooster
公鸡、雄鸡
Away
去别处朝另一个方向。
Rest
休息，放松。
Hope
希望，期望某事发生。
Wooden
木质的，木头的。
Metal
金属。
Wish
盼望，祈求。
Luck
好运，幸运。
Page 43
Take to the sky
兔子的飞翔梦。
Flying carpet
飞毯。
Rabbit, why are you laughing while sitting still?
I was flying in a daydream.
I read about the flying carpet in a storybook.
However hard, it goes where its master wants it to go.
I wish I had such a carpet.
So we could fly and see everything.
Ah, my carpet is flying away!
Come back!
Thanks for your flying carpet! The wind brought me here!
No worries! Bye, little bug! Bye, dear old carpet! Have a nice journey!